Welcome to the QU Podcast on the QU Media Podcast Network, the podcast by and for students at Quincy University. I'm your host, Emma Stieferman, and with me today is Katie Flynn, Kylan Funk, and Tristan Graham. Everyone say hi.
Hello, this is Katie.
Hi, this is Kylan.
Hello, this is Tristan.
And this is all a podcast about a story that we have been creating for the past several weeks. It's for our final project in this class, and it's been really fun to take a deep dive into our outdoor life here at Quincy University. Katie, what all did you look into for what your part was kind of about?
I looked into what we have here at QU, some things that might need fixing and who to talk to, and just some upcoming things that might be added to outdoor life. So I went around campus, kind of just took in the scenery, and honestly, people watched quite a bit to see what students were doing outdoors and what they enjoyed to do. I had the opportunity to talk to a couple students and just get their sense on what they enjoy doing at QU outdoors. And a common theme was they really enjoyed doing sand volleyball, the basketball courts, honestly just relaxing on a bench. But a common theme was that things need fixed around here. They talked about, one student mentioned how she wished there was more opportunities for her to do things like the sand volleyball that they have. She says it's really great for all her and her friends to get together and just hang out, but it does fill up really fast because there's only one of them. And so that is something that she mentioned that she would like to see, and also for it to get kind of redone because of like the edging. She wouldn't want anybody to get injured. And so she had mentioned that. And then I got to talk to another student about, she was more of a relaxing type of person, which is more my speed as well. And she just said she really enjoyed like the cabana, and she wished that was something that we had more of here at QU, and other seats to sit at and just relax and do homework or hang out with friends. And so after hearing this information from all of these students, I decided to go to the person who's in charge of all of that, which is Dr. Tracy. And when I went in there to interview her, she was like, hey, do you want to go for a walk? Absolutely. And so we walked around main campus, and she introduced me to a bunch of things that they're looking to add on here at QU. At Friars, they're going to add in a hammock station, and then also out by the basketball courts, they're going to add in some more hammocks there too. And I got to talking to her about some of the things that the students mentioned, just the things that needed fixing and stuff that they might want to add. And she actually let me know that a thing that's been happening is people are stealing the equipment at QU. And so that is playing a big role into getting more seating in all areas like that. And also, she said the budget. There's not like a huge budget when it comes to outdoor spaces. She said it's easy for sponsors to want to sponsor a basketball team or a softball team or a football team because they're cheering for that sport, but not a lot of people want to donate to outdoor life at QU. And so that's a main issue that she's been running into. But with her budget, she is trying to come up with ways to just add some fun things for students who do enjoy being outside and get that mental break. And so getting to talk with her a lot, she showed me actually AI images that she created of what she thinks QU would look like. And then, of course, I asked her the question, if you had unlimited money here at Quincy for outdoor spaces, what would you want to do? And this is what she said. So I found that really interesting because obviously hers wasn't a crazy ask, but it was just common things that you would think of that a lot of campuses have that she wants to provide for the students. But because we don't have a huge budget, we're not able to bring in those things. And then the stuff we do bring in, people break or people steal. And so for her, she has to come up with a way to engage students and get them talking and getting them outside and getting them just enjoying each other's presence, but also to keep the equipment safe and make sure that nothing is happening to it.
That's awesome. I've talked to Dr. Tracy before too, and I think she does a lot for our outdoor life here at QU.
For sure.
Going off of that, I kind of looked into how the things that we already have, like Katie talked about, we have the gazebo and the cabana, and we have the basketball and volleyball courts outside that a lot of people enjoy using. I went and asked some students that were already outside one night. There was a guy playing wiffle ball with his friends, and I just went up to him and asked him what all he liked outside, and then how all of that ties into his mental health on campus and student wellness overall on campus. And here's what he said. So his name is Kiet Trong, and he really gave an inside look on why students hang outside and how it kind of shapes their overall wellness on campus. And I also got the chance to speak with Father Bob Barco in his office, and he gave me some inside look at how our outdoor life here at campus kind of shapes recruiting new students and also keeping students here at QU. So we talked about the statuary on campus. We have the Blessed Mother and a bunch of other statues over by Francis Hall. And he said that obviously that's a good display of the Franciscan culture that we have at QU. Kylan, can you tell me a little bit about your Park District side of things?
Yeah, so I focused more on the Quincy community aspect and playing that into Quincy University. Something that I wanted to focus on is the abundant amount of parks in town. As someone who is from Quincy, I didn't even realize the amount of parks that were in town. There are a lot of little areas that are dedicated to just outdoor life and spaces for people to, enjoy that outdoor time, whether it's by the river or in the trails. Something that I did find out while talking to someone at the Park District is that the trails in town are like, I guess, certified forest therapy parks. So you can go throughout the parks and look at just the trees and the different type of trees they have, or watch the birds go in the bird feeders or the bees. But those are all opportunities for people to take a step back and relax, which I think is probably very beneficial to students as well as civilians alike. So, with that being said, I talked to the executive director. His name is Rome Ferrix, and this is what he had to say about accessibility in the parks. He focused on the idea that Quincy parks have to be accessible for people to enjoy them. Of course, like you have to have the funding and you have to have the money going forth to create those spaces. But if we, have those spaces, people are allowed to enjoy them. And that's all we kind of need. But that does translate to QU and how if we just had the funding, we'd be able to create an outdoor space for everyone to enjoy. And I think that's kind of just all there is. Like, if you have accessible parks, then people are going to use them. But if you don't, we won't.
I agree. Tristan, I know you did a lot of our research type of things. Like we created Google forms for people to fill out, and then off of those, we could gather statistics for our project. So, can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, so like you said, we created a Google Form and shared that with multiple different students on campus. And it was actually really interesting. We had actually 45 responses, which is not bad for a small school. And we really went over a couple different things. We went over how people would rate our campus activities and our outdoor spaces. We went over how often do these people actually use these spaces. And then we said, if Quincy University had more equipment or better activities, would you actually use them, right? It's like, okay, well, you might not use them now, but if they were better, would you use them? And then the last thing that I thought was really interesting is how important is a space outdoor for QU students, kind of like how you went over different things with mental health and just having that free time. I actually got the opportunity to speak to two student athletes, and we know Quincy University has a ton of student athletes. A vast majority of our students, close to 90%, are student athletes, and not all student athletes get a whole lot of free time. So how important is that really? And it was very interesting, and the results speak for themselves. Over 42% of people said 100,000%, 9 out of 9, hey, outdoor spaces are very important to me, and having that free time is very important to me. 86.7% of students said if QU had better equipment or more activities that they would use those and that they would be interested in those. And then another thing that I looked into, and I spoke to Mr. Troy Peters, who's the head of all the maintenance on campus and works with a company called National, and he really broke it down for me and understanding, hey, what do we do here? What do they do? And how can they make these things work? Because they're really the backbone and they do a lot of the installations. I actually spoke to him more specifically on A-Field and Friarsfield being a big part and a big place where a lot of students hang out and enjoy things, and asked him logistically, hey, how would you guys break this down? Well, who would you have to talk to, and how would you guys go about there? That, is there any troubles? And this is what he had to say. So I thought that was really interesting, and I thought it was a great point. It's something that a lot of students think about. A lot of students that we talked to, everybody talked to, said mattered to them, and it was a big part of their outdoor life and really their free time, their mental health, how it affected everything. So
I know that one of the questions was, if Q maybe had no budget, what would students like to see on campus?
Absolutely.
What were some of the more like interesting responses you got there?
There were a couple crazy ones, which were actually pretty funny. A putting green, which as a fellow golfer myself, that was pretty interesting. Someone did say Six Flags, which was kind of annoying, but I understand, thinking big. But there's a lot of people that talked about mini golf, another basketball court, water parks, different things of that nature, especially with the warmer weather coming around. Recently in the springtime, people were thinking a lot more things outdoor in the sense of water or basketball or different activities in that sense, instead of just sitting around. But I did actually get the opportunity to speak to someone who was not like, hey, I'm not trying to get all sweaty, I'm just trying to hang out and chill. And they really stressed about how much they really wanted different seating and more seating around campus as well. So that was another thing that I saw in there as well.
Yeah, that I would definitely personally side with that person. I'm more of a just go outside and chill type of girl.
100%.
But I think it's really important for students to have that outdoor area they can go to. We get to meet new people on campus every day. Even though we are a small school, it's really nice to be able to go outdoors. We have the volleyball courts and the basketball courts, and there's always new people there that you can meet. Thank you for listening to the QU podcast at Quincy University. We are part of the QU Media Podcast Network, and you can find us at qumedia.net and on social media. For more of information about the story, you can go to the QU TV website to read. I'm your host, Emma Stieferman, joined by Tristan Graham, Katie Flynn, and Kylan Funk. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.